for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday morning, July the 7th, 2000. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Frank Marzulla of DeLand, Florida, is the speaker of the morning.
I feel that what we're seeing is a progression of messengers. Amen. We heard about the water coming through the threshold, being ankle deep and so forth. But I think it went higher than that.
Amen.
And then last night we heard the blind Bartimaeus pressing in. Wouldn't take no for an answer. Pressing in. I feel that this is a follow-up message to what's going on here. I'm going to talk about pressing on to victory. Amen? Pressing on to victory. Father, I just thank you again for another opportunity to bring your word. I thank you for what you did here this morning. Healing the wounded spirit, the broken heart, as we sang praises to you. We know, Father, that praise is a weapon. It's a glorious weapon. And we thank you. For your word says that you live, you dwell, you are enthroned in the praises of your people. And we thank you that you're in our presence, enthroned. Amen. Praise God, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Psalm 92, verse 12 says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. In James chapter 1, verse 2, the word of the Lord says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall in various trials. That's the hardest thing to do, isn't it? Count it all joy. Is there a place for God in our troubles? I want you to turn to Habakkuk. Habakkuk. Well, I'm going there now. Habakkuk, chapter 3. Amen. This is something that we all have to understand and sometimes live through. Habakkuk, chapter 3, starting with verse 17. And maybe you could respond or experience something that you went through, similar as this verse says. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit beyond the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Right.
The Lord God is my strength.
Yes.
He will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high places. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I shared with you that this past December, my wife went to be with the Lord. My wife, whom I've been married 64 years. That's a lifetime for most people. She went to be with the Lord. And I also, I believe I shared with you, before she went, she said, Frank, I want you to continue to go, continue to give what God has given you. And those are the words that I had in my mind as we laid her to rest, to go and continue and be yourself. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. How could I live in this paradox of joy and trouble? Paul says the same thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Starting with verse 6, I'm going to read verse 6 to 10. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Is that possible? Can we receive the grace of God in vain as co-workers with the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, it's possible, because he said so. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense to anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things, we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. Amen. Wow! This is Paul, the apostle. And he lived through all he said. Amen? Yeah. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. In every tribulation, he just rejoiced. Because God put him in that. And God put him in that, and God has taken him out. When he was in prison, he was a prisoner of the Lord. He was there for a reason. God put him in there, and God took him out. It took an earthquake, but it took him out.
Right.
Amen? And sometimes we say, how could I deal with my circumstances? How could I deal with this pressure when I can't pay my bills? What do I do when my wife has left me? What do I do when I know that my husband is having an affair? When I know that my daughter is pregnant and taking drugs? When I find out that my loved one has cancer? How could I be a co-worker with the Lord Jesus Christ in all these problems? How can I come to that place where the Lord is my strength? Yet, Paul said the same thing. And he said, yet, I will be joyful because the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is in me. The Lord is the one that I have to live for. Does the Bible have an answer to all this? Well, let's take a look at Philippians chapter 3. Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 3. You know, I'm talking to some people here because the Lord came in on that song, amen, and he revealed the broken heart and the wounded spirit. There in Philippians chapter 3, starting with verse 12, not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I press on. I press on. See, Paul is saying, no matter what, I'm going to press on. See? Like my wife told me, Frank, you just keep pressing on. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to press on. You see, even though the score is 40 to nothing and it's the last quarter, I'm going to try to win that game. Amen? It's like what happened when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace. What did they say? We know that our God can deliver us from the fire.
That's right. That's right.
But nevertheless, even if he doesn't,
mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me?
Yes. Yes.
Even if he doesn't,
yeah.
I will not bow down to the idol.
Come on now.
Don't be swaying, I will preach.
Amen. Even if he doesn't, I remember the time I was in the hospital and I was having an awful time. I had pain. I couldn't void. There I was in the men's room, and I was just in agony. And I yelled out, God, even if it kills me, I'm going to praise you.
Amen.
That's exactly what I said.
Right.
And as soon as I said that, whoo! Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even if it kills me, I'm going to praise you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There I was with a Foley bag on my hip here, and I was going around in the hospital rooms praying for other people. They were being healed, but I had a Foley bag. How can you explain that? Amen. Hallelujah. See, to press in is to participate in the kingdom of God. Amen. To know that the kingdom of God is within us and we're pressing into that kingdom. That's what it means, to press in. Amen. And Matthew chapter 11, verse 12 says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taken by strong." In other words, you get out of my way, I'm coming through. Get out of my way, because I'm going to go, regardless. That's Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Okay? Amen. See, you take it violently. You have to go and go be bold. Pray for holy boldness. Amen? See, if you want the pearl of great price, you got to give everything for it. Do you have a pearl that you want? Well, then it's going to cost you everything. It's going to cost you everything. Amen? It's going to cost you everything. Do I get pressure as an evangelist? Sure I do. Does Ronnie get pressure? You bet your sweet life he does. I do. Amen. Do we go through wilderness? Yeah, we talked about the wilderness walk. Well, you're not going to be an overcomer until you go through a wilderness. And conquer it. Amen. You have to press in. Though it slay me, I'm going to praise you and worship you. Amen. If you're hanging on, if you're a cliffhanger, you know, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, you're hanging on with your fingernails. Are you biting all? By the way, is anybody biting their fingernails? How many here bite their fingernails? You're a cannibalist. You're eating flesh. You command that cannibalistic spirit to leave you in the name of Jesus. That, this is free. It has nothing to do with the sermon.
Amen.
Amen. See, if you're hanging on and you're thinking, oh, this is the end, I don't know what else to do, start praising the Lord. Start worshiping the Lord. See, this becomes a lifestyle. Amen. Now, an example of how to press into victory, I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles. I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Some of you know the story. Amen. Here we see Judah under siege by demonic nations. Amen. Verse 2 of chapter 20. "Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea." And, you know, what happened here? All of a sudden, these demonic nations got together. Ammon, Moab, and Seir. Ammon and Moab are descendants of Lot, conceived in incest. They were demonic nations, and they came against the people of God. And there in verse 3, what happened? Jehoshaphat feared. And that fear drove him to seek the Lord. How many times did you have fear? And you go, oh, Lord, help me, help me. Well, this is what happened to Jehoshaphat. Amen. Fear came in. Trouble came in. With trouble came fear, and fear brought Jehoshaphat to his knees. And he proclaimed a fast. Amen? And he proclaims a fast. And then starting with verse 6, he said, "O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in the heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations, And in your hand is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? And they dwell in it and build you a sanctuary in it for your name's sake." See, what was he doing? He was reminding God of his promises. God, didn't you say this in your word? Didn't you say this, this, and this? And this is what he was doing. He was reminding God of his promises. Amen? Do you think God needs remembrance? Doesn't he already know it? Yes, he does. But he wants us to come to him. He wants us to come to him and ask. And here, this is what he was doing. He was reminding God of his word. And God always honors his word. His word never returns to him void. It will accomplish that which he uttered. Amen? So that's what you. Then we see also they were meditating and reminding God of those promises. And then we see in verse 12, "Oh my God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes upon you." It's like going and say, "God, help me. God, help me. Jesus, help me." The greatest prayer there is, the shortest prayer, "Help me." Amen. "I'm your child. I belong to you. You're my father. Help me." See, when you're starving, when you're in the pit, that's the best thing to do. Just yell out, "I'm your son. I'm your daughter. I know you won't forsake me because your word says so. You'll always be with me. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. Help me." If you don't know what else to say, just say that. And this is what Jehoshaphat was saying. "Help me." Giving petition to God. In verse 15, the prophet declares, and he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat." He not only was talking to the people, he was talking to the king. "Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God." Everyone say, "The battle does not belong to me. The battle is the Lord's. God is the one that's going to save me. You better believe that. You can't do that in your own strength. The battle is the Lord's." Amen? Amen? Now I'm going to give you 7 steps to victory, starting in verse 17. All right, sharpen up your pencil or get your pen out. Number 1, in verse 17, you will not need to fight the battle. Number 1 is position yourself. That means set yourself. See, in other words, know who you are. Who are you? The scripture tells us that we're a nation of kings and priests.
Amen.
Isn't that right? In Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, we're a nation of kings and priests. And if we're a nation of kings and priests, what does a king do? He commands.
Amen. Makes provision for the
vision. Amen. He commands. You start commanding. As a priest, you start praising the Lord, worshiping the Lord. But as a king, well, you are a king. You're a queen. You're a king. All right, again, I want you to say this morning, look at me, say, "Good morning, King Frank."
Good morning, King Frank.
Now, I want you to introduce yourself to one another. "I'm Queen so-and-so. I'm King so-and-so. Hello, King Ronnie."
"Hello, King Frank."
"Amen." "Amen."
"King Chris."
"King Chris." Don't get over familiar. Just introduce yourself and go sit down again. You see, you have to, listen, this is important. You have to know who you are. And you have to let your enemy, the devil, know who you are. "I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. Don't you come and tell me anything like that. You go tell my father. Go tell my big brother Jesus. You talk to him. Don't be afraid to talk to the devil. In the name of Jesus." See, you always talk to him in the name of Jesus because that's the only thing he's afraid of. He's not afraid of you. But when you say "in the name of Jesus," then he trembles. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what you do. You go to him and say, "In the name of Jesus, I'm going to tell you off, devil. I'm a son of the living God, and Jesus Christ is my big brother. And if you got anything to do with me, go tell him first." Amen? See, know who you are. And know the power.
Amen.
Everybody say power.
Power.
Know the power that you have received from the living God. See, I know that I know that I know in my knower. Everybody here have a knower?
Yes.
Well, I have a knower. And in my knower, I know I am more than conqueror through Jesus Christ who dwells within me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember the time when this motorcycle rider came up there and why he wanted deliverance. And here he is, 250 pounds and better. You know, tattoo all over him. I told him, "Please sit down." I was very humble.
He could break me in half. I said, please sit down. And then I said something to him. I said, I want you to put your right hand on your right knee and your left hand on your right knee. I said, in the name of Jesus, I paralyze them there. Don't you dare move them. And then I said, in the name of Jesus, I bind that spirit of violence in you. I bind that anger in you. And here he was going like this, trying to go at me. But see, what I declared, you hear me, what I declared, God backed me up. I paralyzed those arms there. Don't you move them in the name of Jesus. What did Elijah do? Elijah said, no rain until I say so.
Come on. Right.
Didn't he say that?
Yes, I did.
That's what he said. No rain until I say so. You can move your hands now. But, family, this is a fact. I had a witch come into my house one time. Her name was Rita the witch, a big woman. And she came stalking in my house, and she came toward me. And I put my fist up like this. I said, Rita, this is the shield of the blood of Jesus. You come near it, you burn. And she came right over and went like that, touched it, and she went, ouch! What I declared, that's what it became. I want you to hear me, family. See, know who you are. Know the power that you have received. And then I went, in the name of Jesus, 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 and she sat right in the corner. And then I was able to minister to her. As she was big, she was strong, she could have destroyed me. See, I learned because years before, I had a 12-year-old girl with a spirit of witchcraft pick up a chair and clobber me over the head. Almost tore my ear off. I had to learn what I had. In Jesus. The power that I had. See? I went through a wilderness too. Amen? But I had to learn the power of the Jesus in me. Amen? So praise the Lord. Where did I go here? Okay. Praise the Lord. See, Jesus knew who he was. He knew where he came from. And he knew where he was going. In John chapter 13 verse 3. So family, get ready for a daily battle. Set yourself. Position yourself. Put on the full armor of God. Arm yourself with the word. Amen. And know how to fight the enemy. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment we can condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their righteousness is me, saith the Lord. I have that written on a plaque. If you come to my house, you see it on one of my walls. It's Isaiah 54:17. See, I have that written. On the door of my house, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Joshua. Amen? Right. That's right? I have that. On my wall, I also have some of the pictures that I painted. I went through a period where I started to paint and paint, oil painting, and I painted all kinds of things, and I gave them away. But praise the Lord, I have my scriptures right on the wall. Amen. Say the Lord. Amen. Number two, it says in verse 17, right after position yourself. Now I'm reading from the New King James. That's the Paul's Bible. So number two is stand still. That means quit running around, going from church to church. Remember what I told you yesterday. As soon as you find a purse for church and you join it, it's no longer perfect. Amen. You see. Know that you and Jesus are a majority. Know that. Amen? And that you are more than conqueror through Jesus Christ who dwells within you. Amen? Know that as sons of God, we have rights. And that your Father is in charge of those rights, but He is the one that sees that you receive your rights. Know that. But you have to go to Him. I have a prayer that I memorized in Ephesians chapter 3, the prayer of Paul. Some of you already know it. Amen. Prayer of Paul, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And I say it every morning when I get up. I put myself in there. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant me Frank Marzullo to be grant me, according to the riches of God, to be strengthened with his spirit by might in my inner man, that Christ will live in my heart by faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge, and be filled with all the fullness of God. You see, that's what I want. I want to be filled with all the fullness of God, and to know the love of God which surpasses all knowledge. Amen. And be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that works in me, unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages, through Christ Jesus, world without end. Amen. You see, I say it and that becomes me. Hear me. I say it every day. That becomes me. I memorized it. It's in my computer bank. And I say it every day. That's what I want. That we be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes, I want to be able to receive more than I can ask or think. Because I want more. I guess I'm greed. I have greed. I want more of Jesus. Amen. So, number three. It says, see the salvation of the Lord. What does that mean? See the salvation of the Lord. It said, anticipate it. Expect it. Don't pray powerless prayers. When you pray, expect to receive when you ask. Otherwise, shut up. Amen. Don't waste your time. If you don't expect, if you just say, well, I hope, could be, maybe, you're wasting your breath. Expect and anticipate it. Look for it. Be delivered. Amen. For all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, that word saved in the Greek, S-O-Z-O, sozo. Now, that's an all-inclusive word. The word means not only saved, it means delivered, healed. It's all inclusive. Everything is included in it. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall receive. Amen? That's an all-inclusive word. Sozo. S-O-Z-O.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you want victory over something? Then look for it. Expect it. And then receive it. Just like this morning. When I said to the women that were, and the men that were weeping, okay, receive now the love of Jesus. Receive in place of that wounded spirit. Receive. See, they have to open their hearts to receive. There's a time to grieve, but then there's a time of rejoicing. Rejoice and get back into the work that God has ordained for you. Amen? You're not going to grieve all the time. You're not going to grieve forever. Amen. Okay. Number four, in the same verse, do not fear. Now, fear can destroy your ministry. The first thing the enemy throws at us is his attack is fear, terror.
Yeah.
Did you ever spend a night or a day supposing? Well, supposing this happens. Supposing that. Well, I don't think I'll get. Well, maybe. Well, supposing, just supposing. Did you ever spend a time supposing? Imagining what could happen if certain things fall into place. I did that. I remember when I got that telephone call that my wife and my children were involved in that accident. And all of a sudden, the devil started to, you know, put thoughts in. Supposing my wife dies. Supposing my daughter. What am I going to do? Supposing, I said, get out of my mind in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. See, the enemy puts fear, and you lose your joy and your peace when you start supposing. Amen? Command that fear to go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then declare what it says in 2 Timothy. Fear, you have to go. Thank you, Lord, for your power, your love, and my soundness of mind. Amen? Come against the fear. Command it to go in Jesus' name. All right, now I'm not going to dwell on fear. In fact, yeah, maybe I should. I want everyone here to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me every kindred spirit of fear, terror,
anxiety,
timidity, and all fear, and especially, now say this name, Magor Missabib. The principality of fear. Fear roundabout. All kinds of fear. I command all these spirits to leave in Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Amen. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. Now, if you're not familiar with Magor-Missabib in Jeremiah chapter 20, the second half of verse 3, the Lord has not called thy name Pashur, but Magor-Missabib. And as you read in your Bible, what does Magor-Missabib mean? It means terror round about, all kinds of fear. Okay? Write it in your Bible if it's not in there. Okay. Do you see it there, Ron?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Number five. Do not be dismayed. All in the same script of scripture. Do not be dismayed. In other words, don't be discouraged. Don't look at your past failures. Know that God is in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Think of the great men of the Bible that failed. You're just one of them. Peter failed, didn't he? Denied the Lord. Moses failed. The Lord told him to speak to the rock. Instead, he struck it with a rod. Eh?
Yeah.
David failed. My goodness gracious. Look what happened to David. Committed adultery. Murder. Yet, he was the beloved of the Lord. Think about that. Amen? You're in good company if you failed. Receive the same word that God gave Joshua. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Even though you fall, you just get up and go on. You get up and go on. I know there's several in you that even thought of doing away with yourself, of dying. Raise your hand. That's one, that's two, it's three, four, five, six. I want you all to say, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit that put that thought in my mind, thought of dying, death wish, suicide, I command it to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Now let it out. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Get rid of that spirit. Go out, you spirit of death, suicide, death wish. Go in Jesus' name. And everyone say, I shall not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And I claim for myself. All right. Name an age you want to claim for yourself. 80, 90, whatever you want. I claim 96 for myself. I like that. 96 for myself. See, so I can come to Lake Hamilton when I'm 96. Glory to God. Amen. Why not?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go on here. Praise the Lord. Don't be discouraged. Just pick yourself up and say, okay, I'm going to go again. I'm going again. I remember when I was a young lad, there was to be a song out. If at first you don't succeed, try again, try again. And you know, it kept going in my mind. Every time you fall down, you just get up and try again, and try again. Amen? Praise the Lord. All right. Glory to God. Don't be discouraged. Joshua received the same word from the Lord. Don't be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. That was number five. Number six. This in verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said. In other words, they went out to face the enemy. You see, you have to not only know who you are, but you have to know who the enemy is. Who are you fighting against? As it says in Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Know also that Jesus gave us all the authority we need to fight the enemy. Didn't he say in Luke 10:19, he said, behold, I give unto you authority,
the threat on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said that. Well, then you've received it. Then use what you have received. Serpents and scorpions. That's two categories of demons. Serpents, they can torment you. Serpents. Amen? Tormenting spirits. In Revelation chapter 9, it talks about several kinds of spirits. Scorpions, tormenting. And the spirit of Abaddon is a spirit of destruction, as it says in Revelation chapter 9. That's a scorpion spirit. Serpent spirits can kill you, destroy you. Loneliness is also a spirit under the control of serpents. Serpents. You can die through loneliness. Do you know that? Yeah. If you don't believe it, get my booklet, Loneliness the Killer. It tells you how it comes in and what you have to do about it. All right? So you have two categories of demons. But God says in His Word, I have given you authority over them. Turn to someone and say, I have the power and authority in the name of Jesus over all the power of the enemy. And nothing is going to hurt you. Amen. Whether it be demons or a mountain of sicknesses, like I said yesterday, speak to the mountain in the name of Jesus. Command it out in the name of Jesus. See? And you shall have whatsoever you say it. Mark 11:23. All right, number seven. Verse 21 and 22. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, who should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for His mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. What defeated them? Who went before the army? Can you imagine? Here's all the men of war with their spears, with their bows and arrows. It's like, you know, the artillery that we have today. But instead of the big guns going first, who went first? Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Praise the living God! Hey, pray, the praises went first. And the enemy was defeated. The praises went first. The praises were more powerful than all the artillery that they had. Amen? The praises went first. See, obeying God's word sometimes seems foolish. God told them to send the praises out first. The frontline soldiers were the ones with the biggest swords, the weaponry. But the praises went first. In Psalm 149, turn to Psalm 149. Hold your finger there. We're going to go back to the second chronicle. Psalm 149. Hallelujah. You probably already know this. Psalm 149. Okay. Well, look at what it says in Psalm 149. Starting with verse 5. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance on the nations. This is the demonic nation, the demons, okay? And punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their noble with feathers of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. Dishonor of all His saints. It's an honor for us to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord. And while we're worshiping the Lord, the demons are going to run out of the sanctuary like they did this morning. As we were praising the Lord, the demons were out. ran out. And those spirits of depression, those spirits of despair, those spirits of broken, wounded spirits went out. That's what happened this morning.
Yes.
Amen? As we were praising the Lord. See, praise is a weapon. Praise is a weapon. Write it down in your Bible. Praise is a weapon.
Yes.
Right there under Psalm 149. Amen? This is an honor that all of us have. It's an honor to praise the Lord, to worship the living God. Amen? God says, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem," there in verse 20. "Believe in it. Believe in your Lord, your God, and you will be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper."
Yes.
This is the battle plan, so that we can receive the promises. There is peace in the midst of a storm as you praise the Lord. So when you're in the depths of your despair, stop praising the Lord. Stop worshiping the living God. Remember, I don't care what it costs me, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to worship the living God. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
What do you want victory over this morning? What do you want victory over this morning? You want victory over some sin? Then you repent. Ask for forgiveness. Thank him. Start thanking him. Do you want victory over an infirmity? Ask him to do it. But then start thanking him even before you receive it. I remember Derek Prince saying, if you're going to pray, if you're going to pray 10 minutes, spend 9 minutes in thanking the Lord and 1 minute in asking. Start thanking him. It's a form of praise, thanking him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you want victory over this morning? Amen? You want drink over a habit? Someone here has a habit they can't get rid of? An addiction? Many here have a habit that they would like to get rid of. Come on, be honest or God will zap you right in your face, see? Well then, give that to the Lord. Amen? That addiction, whatever it is. You can't stop eating chocolates. You have to eat the whole box. You can't just have one. Am I talking to the right people? I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me that spirit of addiction. Okay, what are you addicted to? Just name it. Hallelujah. Tobacco, nicotine, alcohol, drugs, candy, sweets, Coca-Cola, coffee. Oh, yes, that's an addiction. Do you know that? You're drinking. You have to have 6, 7. You have to have the pot there all the time. Am I touching somebody here today?
Yeah.
Amen. I remember when I went to England, they had that tea going all the time. I said, would you like to get delivered of tea? Oh, no, 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 no. They have that tea until you... the coils were all full it looks like wool in there. They just didn't clean the pot. They just pour more water in it. See, right now you can get free. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of addiction. All right, now name it. Just name it. Come on, each one of you have a different... Yeah, that spirit of addiction to food, or overabundance, gluttony, obesity, compulsion, indulgence. Just name it for what it is. Fat. I command it to leave me in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. That's it. Let it out. That's it. Amen. That's it. Let it out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. What do you want to get victory over? It's that infirmity. In the name of Jesus, name the infirmity. Come on, name the infirmity. Whatever it is, name it. If you don't know what it is, that spirit that gives me pain here, and put your hand on it, whatever it is, and say, in the name of Jesus, I command out of me that spirit of infirmity. You name it. Take a deep breath. Now, let it out. Take a deep breath. Cough it out. Get rid of it. Oh, give it a good shot. That's it. Keep coming out. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.